My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks, yeah! Every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
And it's time again, third and final hour, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Studios. Charlie Usen, Bruce in the show, other side of the glass, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Thanks to Brian Baldinger for joining us earlier there in hour two, Odyssey NFL Insider. Jake Kokorowski from Badger Extra and the Wisconsin State Journal in the first hour, talking about the Badgers' big win against Purdue. And now our third and final guest of the show, he is Theo Ash. And of course, you can follow him on Twitter at Theo Ash NFL, part of the ProFootballNetwork.com. Thanks for coming on, Theo. Appreciate it.
Happy to be here. Baldy is a tough act to follow, though.
Yeah, he's good. He's really good. I've had him on for years. Now, I got to tell you something, all right? And I'm okay with this because I don't have TikTok. So I say you're coming on, and my producer's like, oh, man, I love him, man. I love watching his stuff on TikTok. I was like, man, my kid has TikTok. I couldn't tell you a thing about TikTok. And he was all excited. So, I mean, you're not an older dude. So how did this all start with you as far as gaining your popularity?
Well, there's just not a lot of sports talk on TikTok was my thought. And I was in college as a sports journalism major. And Jeff Perlman was a guest speaker for one of our classes. Yep. He wrote a great book on Brett Favre. I'm sure a lot of...
He's wrote a lot of great books, not just the one on Brett Favre. Yeah,
seriously. And he said, you need to be on every platform you can be on. You need to be putting your stuff out where people can see it. And I figured that TikTok was a good opportunity. Twitter has a lot of analysts on there giving out great content. YouTube as well. TikTok seems like a little bit of an untapped market. So I started posting breakdowns on there, takes on there, and it was a really good move for me. And I was able to gain a pretty big following there and then grow on Twitter and grow the podcasts that I'm on. And here I am on Wisconsin Sports Talk Radio, and I'm happy to be here.
When I Googled you, I found a picture of you wearing a cheese head. Now, what is that all about?
Well, my parents grew up in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Ah,
my grandpa's a season ticket holder for the Packs, so
nice.
I grew up a Packer fan. So, yes, that is what that is about.
That's beautiful. All right. Even more reason to have you on going forward. Okay, good. We got a Packer fan. Okay, good. This is positive. So I discovered you today, and we've had people on from Pro Football Network before. I've talked to Ian Cummings a bunch. Love his draft work. So when I saw you with Pro Football Network, I was like, okay, this is good. I like the website. But I came across you because I saw the videos of you dissecting Evan Williams' film, the rookie safety from the Packers, this last week. And I said, I physically can't see him drooling when he's doing this, but it felt like you were very, very impressed as it was one tweet after another breaking down his film.
Yeah, seriously. I have not seen Packers film from a safety like that in a long, long time. He was magnificent against the Rams. I knew he was popping when I watched the game, right? But there are other games going on. I wasn't quite sure how good it was. And then throwing on the All-22 and watching how smooth he was moving and him making really play after play, I really couldn't have been more impressed.
You know, the other thing about this, when we talk about Evan Williams, is it's not just him. You've got him back there at safety, and then they had Javon Bullard playing up against wide receivers in that slot. Talk about what you've seen on tape from Javon Bullard as well.
Yeah, he's been versatile for them. Obviously, with Jaire Alexander out, they had to find answers, and there's a lot of different routes they could have gone. Obviously, Keyshawn Nixon is our guy usually in the slot between, you know, the line of scrimmage and the X receiver or Z receiver, and they kicked him out wide, put Bullard down there, and I thought that he did a decent job. He can trail people in man coverage. Got lost once against the when they sent a blitz in man. It looked like they had one wide receiver open on the sideline, and it looked like Bullard should have picked him up. So it wasn't a perfect game from him, but to have somebody like that who has the versatility, and to combine that with Keyshawn Nixon, who has the versatility, and Evan Williams, who has the versatility, I'm very excited for this entire Packers unit moving forward, because everybody can kind of get put at different spots and they're still kind of all right on that back end. I'm excited to see how it shapes up once Jaire comes back.
Talking with our guy Theo Ash here on 1250 AM, The Fan, as we talk about the Packers film that he's been watching, your thoughts on Jordan Love, what you saw last year in the second half versus what you're seeing from the Packers quarterback this year?
There are some things that are the same in a good way, and then some things that are different in a bad way. I'll start with some of the good stuff that I'm seeing. Not a lot of sacks from him through three games. I haven't checked after week three, but I know going into this week he had the best pressure-to-sack ratio in the league. And I think that should have continued versus the Rams, because he didn't go down a lot. And what that means is when the pass rush is closing in, he is moving around the pocket. He is getting throws off. He is not taking those negative plays. That's my favorite thing from him so far this season. Against the Vikings, I thought it was especially notable. They led the league in sacks going into that game. He did not take a single sack versus the Vikings. They got those blitzes protected. They hit some strikes down the field, over the middle of the field. So the aggressiveness, the pocket movement, I'm liking from him. However, his completion percentage is 55% so far this season. That is not where you want to be, sub 60. Some really bizarre misses from him. He's frequently underthrowing guys as the season has gone on, to the point where it's getting a little bit concerning.
Let's talk about not only that, but the wide receiving core. We have the Romeo Dobbs situation where, according to reports, because we have not heard from Romeo Dobbs himself yet, that apparently he was unhappy with the targets or unhappy with his role in the offense, whatever the case may be. The problem that I have with this is, and I brought this up with Brian Baldinger in the last hour, is you kind of got to be self-aware too a little bit. And the fact that, you know, Jaden Reed leads his team in yards by a lot. Targets, that's been Dontayvion Wicks. And based on everybody I've talked to that watches this All-22, they all say the same thing. He's open like all the time. It's just a matter of when Jordan Love wants to throw him the football. So I don't know in what world anybody looks at this Packers offense and says Romeo Dobbs is the number one wide receiver to begin with.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, he was getting plenty of targets in the games that he was playing with Love. Obviously, when Malik Willis was out there, they had one of the highest run rates, you know, ever. So I don't know what he expected in those weeks. But, you know, week one and the game against the Vikings, I thought he was getting plenty of looks. It is a very bizarre situation.
You know, the other part about this, too, I think when we talk about this Packers offense going forward is the amount that they're going to use Josh Jacobs going forward. And the fact that Jordan Love and this Packers offense tends just to go away from running the football. They did it again this last week. He was averaging over 5 yards per carry and kind of just went away and forgot about him until the second half.
Yeah. I think that they could look at what they did during the Malik Willis games and start to incorporate that a little bit more. I mean, they're dropping back. They're not completing a high percentage of their passes. They're behind the sticks in that way. So to stay on schedule with Josh Jacobs would definitely be more ideal. But obviously, you also have to take what the defense gives you. If they're scared of the explosive play and they're keeping a too high shell, or if they're scared of the run and they're keeping a one high shell, like, that kind of dictates what play you're going to. So, and also they went down in this game. I know, like, at one point it was the Rams had 17 plays in our half of the field and the Packers had one in their half of the field, right? So when you get kind of down and in some of those negative situations, it can be tough to stick to it. Against the Vikings, obviously, they were down huge after the first quarter. So there needs to be more balance from the beginning of the game to the end, for sure. But at the same time, it's not like I don't think Matt LaFleur is calling poor games at all. I think that he's honestly been in his bag. Love has been inaccurate. They're still putting up 27 points a game in the games that Love is playing or something like that. So I don't really have too much problem with the game script so far. It's just the fact that they've fallen behind and some of the defensive scores that they've allowed to have that happen is not ideal.
Talking with Theo Ash of the Pro Football Network. Follow him on Twitter at TheoAshNFL. Make sure to check out all of his fine work that he does. What about the Packers' defensive line and guys like Kenny Clark and Rashawn Gary maybe not living up to their contracts so far early on?
That's the most concerning part of the entire team for me right now. I like what I'm seeing out of the secondary. I think that Love and Wicks can turn it around. I just don't know about that front four right now. Rashawn Gary, Justice Mosqueda for the Acme Packing Network highlighted this. He has the slowest get-off of his career so far, and he's not really generating a lot of power. He's not getting off the ball with a lot of urgency. The Packers have given excuses. They're like, oh, we're playing scrambling quarterbacks. We've got to contain. We have chip help. That is.
Yeah, that was the latest one. That was yesterday. Yep.
And it's. I mean, of course they're being chipped, but everybody gets chipped. And both guys on each edge aren't getting chipped every play. I mean, there have been plenty of opportunities for Gary to really pin his ears back and get after it in one-on-one situations. And he just has not really been looking as powerful as he has in years past.
That's funny that you, Theo, it's funny that you say that. You want to know why? Because Brian Baldinger, when he was on in the last hour, our Odyssey NFL insider, said he saw Rashawn Gary in the offseason, and Gary lost 20 pounds to get quicker than what he was previously, that he was down all the way to 260-something, Baldinger said. And one NFL lineman that played against Gary this year told Baldinger he didn't think he was as powerful as he was previously.
It doesn't look as powerful. I mean, and Gary's a powerful guy. He doesn't have neither of our edge rushers, Lucas Van Ness or Rashawn Gary, are really ankle flexion, bend around the outside shoulder guys. So these linemen are just sitting on their power moves because they know that that's what's coming. So for Gary to lose 20 pounds, not show any more ability to win around the edge, is get off is way slower than it has been in the past. And now he's not as effective winning with power. I mean, it's a disaster. It's been a disaster in every single game. And not only is he not winning, like, Lucas Van Ness on the other side has the lowest pressure rate on the team. He really has no ankle flexion. He really can't win around the outside shoulder. So what I feel like they should maybe be looking to change his role a little bit. I know when he was at Iowa, he described himself as the smallest defensive tackle in the Big Ten. They had him playing nose, three technique, moving him all around the line of scrimmage. We're not seeing that. He's a defensive end in Halfley's 4-3 scheme, and he's just super predictable. They try to get him on stunts sometimes, but, you know, even there, you need the same things that you need to win around the shoulder. You need ankle flexion to turn the corner or major power to just wreck everything going, you know, running into everybody on these stunts. He doesn't have that in one-on-one situations, so he doesn't have it on stunts either. So maybe tweak some of that is something I'd like to see, but even then, like, that would have been better in the 3-4 scheme that they drafted him into as a defensive end with an outside linebacker outside of him. In the 3-4 scheme, it gets a little bit more severe if you're going to kick him inside. He's going to be amongst the biggest possible bodies. So he just doesn't really look like a scheme fit. Gary looks weaker. Kenny Clark has looked like he's fallen off. Like against the Eagles, he'll be one-on-one with Mekhi Becton, their weakest offensive lineman. And he was really struggling to win. I don't know how it gets any better. I mean, maybe Carl Brooks has a huge breakout this. Maybe Devontae Wyatt has a huge breakout the next 3/4 of the season. But man, it's really concerning because this is a highly paid front four, and I just don't know what they can do.
Talking with Theo Ash, follow him on Twitter at Theo Ash NFL. Writes for Pro Football Network. Had a lot of great film breakdown here in the last 24 hours on Evan Williams, the Packers' rookie safety. Highly suggest you go and check it out. Also very popular on TikTok, as I've been told by him and Charlie Houston, my producer. Can you please explain to me what in the world a Stay Hot podcast is?
That is my podcast with two of my friends, Matthew Spanauer and Bladen Kirk. We are on every Monday, and we are on Thursdays as well to recap the NFL weeks and just talk about whatever, you know.
It's on YouTube or what?
It's on YouTube. You can find it on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get it.
Very good. Theo Ash, thank you so much for coming on, and hopefully we'll get you on again throughout the season.
Yeah, anytime. It was great talking to the great people of Wisconsin.
One of these days I'll get TikTok and see what this is all about. I'm not there yet, but we'll get there eventually one day, Theo. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Take care. There he is, Theo Ash, NFL on Twitter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.